Okay, go to verse
5.
Psalm 51, verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, I want to pause for a moment here. And I know this goes a little bit away from topic. But because I'm going through the psalm, I want to address it because there's a false doctrine that is taught from this verse and another one. And that is the doctrine of original sin.
ریشه گناه اصل گناه.
Now some of you might think, don't we all believe in the original sin?
اصل گناه چیه؟
Have we not all sinned?
هممون گناه نکردیم؟
But that's not what the doctrine teaches.
این درس نیست.
Yeah, the doctrine of original sin
گناه اصلی
is a Calvinistic doctrine.
یه گروه کالوینیست هستن که اعتقاد دارن.
Yeah, that teaches that a newborn child
که قبول دارن نوزادی که همین امروز متولد میشه
is guilty before God.
همون روز محکومه در مقابل خداوند.
Because of the sins that Adam has committed.
به خاطر گناه آدم.
Yeah, so they teach that the baby would go to hell.
یعنی اگر نوزاد همون شب بمیره به جهنم میره.
Yeah, because it will be punished for the sins of Adam.
به خاطر مجازات گناه آدم.
That's a false doctrine. Yeah.
این غلط.
And a lot of people believe that.
خیلی این اعتقاد دارن.
It's basically to support the other false practice of baptizing babies.
و برای همین هم سپورت میکنن که تعمید بدن نوزادا رو سریع که به بهشت برن.
And this will be one of the verses they all point to.
و به همشون با این آیه این کار
میکنن. And sin did my mother conceive me.
گناهانی رو که مادرم مرا متولد.
Yeah, you're sinful from the moment you even conceived.
حتی قبل از این که در حقیقت پیوند بخوره اون نطفه تو گناه کرده بودی.
When you're just a couple cells you are guilty.
تو سل بیشتر نبودی. همون روز گناهکار بودی.
You already had sin on you.
گناه رو دوشت بود.
Now that's unbiblical. That's a ridiculous doctrine.
کاملا درس غیر کتاب
مقدس. Now before I give you some other verses, let me give you another verse that we'll go to.
قبل از اینکه یه آیه دیگه بدم یه آیه دیگه بدم.
Psalm 58, verse 3.
58 آیه 3 رو بخونید.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
شریران از رحم منحرفند و از بطن مادر گمراه و دروغ بود.
Now see from the womb when the baby is born. Babies are speaking lies.
از همون روز دروغ میگه.
Yeah, babies are lying to the next baby next to them.
نوزاده که خوابیده بغل نوزاده بغلیش داره بهش دروغ میگه.
Yeah, of course. Again, this is not be taken literally because that doesn't happen.
This is
an exaggeration. Babies do not speak. They only cry. Yeah, you need to understand you're reading poetry. The author's trying to get something across.
موضوع اصلی رو اشاره میکنه.
Now go to Deuteronomy 24.
تثنیه 24 رو باز کنید.
And let me show you that.
بذاریم بهتون نشون بدم.
We are not punished for the sins of other people.
به خاطر گناهان دیگران.
Of course, we are not punished because we're saved because somebody else took the punishment for us.
ما هیچ وقت مجازات نمیشیم چون نجات داریم و یک نفر دیگه مجازات گناهان ما رو به دست آورده. ولی هیچ کس مجازات نمیشه به خاطر گناهان دیگران.
The father shall not be put to death for the children. Neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin.
پدران به سبب فرزندانشان کشته نشوند و نه فرزندان به سبب پدرانشان. هر کس برای گناه خودش کشته شود.
Yeah, so that includes we're not going to be put to death for the sins
that
Adam committed.
پس برای گناه آدم من و شما قرار
نیست. Go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 19.
19.
And read verses. Ezekiel 18 and read verses 19-20. Yet say ye, why doth not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son had done that which is lawful and right, and had kept all my statutes, and had done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him.
اما شما میگویید چرا پسر متحمل بار تقصیر پدر نشود وقتی پسر به انصاف و پارسایی عمل کرده و تمامی فرایض مرا نگاه داشته و آنها را به جا آورده است؟ به یقین زنده خواهد ماند. هر که گناه کند اوست که خواهد مرد. پسر متحمل بار تقصیر پدر نخواهد شد و نه پدر متحمل بار تقصیر پسر. پارسایی شخص پارسا به حساب خودش گذاشته خواهد شد و شرارت شخص شریر نیز به حساب خودش.
Yeah, so the sins that our father has have committed, they are not being put on us.
پدرمون انجام داده روی دوش ما.
Yeah, the soul that sinned shall die.
اون گناهی رو که هر کسی گناه کرده باید بمیره.
Yeah, we don't bear iniquity of other people.
ما رو دوشمون گناهان دیگران رو قبول نمی‌کنیم.
Now, I preached on this chapter actually, I think 3 years ago, and somebody came up to me after the service.
چند سال پیش در موردش صحبت کردم که یه نفر بعد از کلیسا با هم صحبت کرد.
And he pointed me to Numbers 14:18. So I just want to address that shortly. Numbers 14:18.
عدد 14:18.
Where it says the Lord long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
یهوه دیر خشم است و آکنده از محبت و آمرزنده تقصیر و نافرمانی، اما تقصیرکار را هرگز بی سزا نمی‌گذارد، بلکه جزای تقصیرات پدران را به فرزندان تا پشت سوم و چهارم می‌رساند.
What about this?
In Chiba.
Yeah, it says that God is visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. Even to the third and fourth generation.
Now,
here's what it means. Yeah? When you're growing up as a child in a home where you have a father, yeah, that is abusive, that is a drunkard,
که مست خش داره،
his sin
گناهان او
will affect you.
روی زندگی تو تاثیر
خواهد داشت. It will influence your life for the worse.
تاثیر قرار میذاره به خاطر اون فشاری که
when you live in a home where the mother is a whore.
وقتی تو خونه زندگی میکنی که مادرت خرابه.
That will affect the children.
روی بچه‌ها تاثیر میذاره.
And these things affect us even over generations, over several generations.
روانی که روی بچه میذاره چندین نسل ادامه خواهد داشت.
That doesn't mean that I'm going to be punished for a father who has done something wrong. No, there's consequence to sin.
به خاطر گناه تاثیر گناه تو رو خیلی
زیاد. And it shows you how serious our consequences are.
که گناهان ما چقدر جدی رومون تاثیر.
Yeah, we're talking about getting right with God.
داریم با خدا آشتی میکنیم.
But it's not only for us.
نه تنها فقط برای ما.
Yeah. Cleaning up our lives, getting right with God, is also for those around us, and even our and even our children and children's children.
Not just for us, but also for our children's children, who have a good impact on our lives.
And children's children's children.
Children.
Sin has a ripple effect.
In fact, sin is like a stone that falls into the water and the waves that are on it.
Yeah, towards our direct surrounding,
but also towards the future. Moves که در اطراف اون سنگ هستن.
But it doesn't mean that God holds me accountable for my grandfather has done.
منو مجازات کنه به خاطر کاری که پدر بزرگم انجام داده.
In the same way that babies are not held accountable for the sin.
به خاطر که گناهانی که آدم نکرده تحت نباید جواب بدن، بچه‌هام همینطور.
Yeah, a baby is in a state of innocence when it's born.
وقتی بچه به دنیا میاد، بی گناه به دنیا میاد.
Yeah, a baby cannot sin.
بچه نوزاد نمیتونه گناه کنه.
Yeah, what's a baby going to do?
نوزاد چیکار می‌خواد بکنه اون لحظه که به دنیا اومده؟
I stole this toy from
toddler. از اون یکی نوزاد بغلیش دیگه برش داشت.
My kid is a thief.
چه من دزده.
No, that kid has no idea.
اون اسباب‌بازی رو برداشت. بابا اون بچه نمیدونه اون اسباب‌بازی.
Go to the Romans.
رومیان.
Romans 7:9.
هفت نو.
For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Paul speaking. Yeah, Paul is saying there was a moment. Yeah, that he was alive. Yeah, then he died. Yeah, he came to an age where he understood right from wrong. And he chose to commit a sin. And the wage of sin is death. That's what caused him to spiritually die. Yeah, there was a time in your life
یه قسمتی تو زندگیتون بوده که
when
شما وقتی بزرگ شدی تو از لحاظ روحانی میدونستی اشتباه و اشتباه کردی و از لحاظ روحانی مردی
where you chose to commit your first sin.
اون روز روزی بود که اولین
whatever
گناه
that was.
تو تصمیم گرفتی و انجام دادی هر گناهی که بود اون
what
روز
age,
تو تصمیم
what
گرفتی
age did happen?
چه سالی بود؟ چند ساله بودی؟
some kids it could be even as young as four years old
ممکنه چهار ساله باشه
Others 6-7 years.
6 ساله 7 ساله. اون لحظه که فهمیدی اشتباه اشتباه کردی.
Some mentally handicapped people.
یا شاید بچه‌هایی که عقب موندن مقداری شاید طولانی تر بشه تا بفهمن خوب وضعشون چیه.
They might never even reach that point.
شاید اصلاً عقب
accountability.
نفهمه خوب و بد چیه و به اون قسمت جوابگویی نرسه.
And these people, if they die before they reach that place,
they go to heaven. از این که بفهمن عقلشون جواب خوب و بد بده، اون اگه بمیرن به ندانی
Yeah, so what Dave, is saying here in
کاری که داوود داره میگه
در مزمور 51. Yeah, it's not that he's sinned from the moment he conceived.
اون لحظه‌ای که نوزاد بود به دنیا اومد.
Now Dave is saying I was born with a sin nature.
میگه از طبیعت گناه‌آلود متولد شدم.
Yeah, just like we have, you and me have a sin nature.
ما هم طبیعت
گناه‌آلود
داریم.
We have an inclination to sin.
خیلی راحت گناه می‌کنیم.
Yeah, when you have children.
Yeah,
you know you don't need to teach them to do things wrong.
اگه بچه داشته باشین میدونین که لازم نیست بچه‌تون یاد بدین کارو بد انجام بده.
They have that down. They can do that.
خود بچه میدونه اشتباه کنه. خود بچه میدونه اشتباه کنه.
You need to teach them to do what is right.
باید بچه‌تون یاد بدی که چه جوری درست انجام بده.
Yeah, Romans 5:12. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
از همچنان که به واسطه یک آدم گناه داخل جهان گردید و به گناه مرگ و به این گونه مرگ بر همه مردم منتقل گشت از آنجا که همه گناه کردند.
Yeah, so by one man sin entered in the world, Adam.
همونجوری که مرگ یک انسان با گناه یه نفر وارد دنیا شد.
Of course, with that sin came death.
با همون گناه مرگ وارد دنیا شد.
And since then death has passed on all men.
و از آدم به بعد مرگ قسمت همه انسان.
But why is that?
چرا؟
Why is it passed on all men?
چرا به همه انسان؟
The last part.
آخرین قسمت.
Yeah, because all have sinned.
چون همه گناه.
Not because
کرد.
Adam has sinned.
نه که آدم گناه کرده.
Yeah,
چون
all guilty.
به بعد گناه کردن و همه محکومیم به خاطر.
Yeah, we all reach that place where.
همه ما به مکان زندگیمون رسیدیم.
We are held accountable where we have knowledge to do what is
و میدونستیم چه کاری
right, what do what is wrong. And where we choose to sin against God.
انجام بدیم بر ضد خدا.
Yeah, babies are not in that place.
نوزادا به اونجا نرسید.
Yeah, if they cry, they're not selfish.
وقتی گریه میکنن خودخواه
نیستن. How inconsiderate! I'm tired.
ای بابا خستم. چرا فکر من نیستی گریه میکنی؟
No, that's how babies communicate.
بچه‌ها با گریه حرف میزنن. حرف نمیتونن بزنن.
Yeah, when a small child dies, he goes to heaven.
نوزادی که قبل از اینکه تصمیم بتونه بگیره.
And I preached a sermon on that on this last year. You can listen to it.
پارسال در مورد این موضوع صحبت کردم. And زمانی که عقلش نمیرسه.
And that sermon is online, so.
اگه خواست اون موعظه آنلاین هست.
We're getting the website together, and most of the sermons are already in there. So.
آماده می‌کنیم و اکثر موعظه‌هامون در حقیقت توی سایت کلیسامون هست و می‌تونیم گوش بدیم.
Jumping out of what we're actually talking about, but the doctrine of original sin is just garbage.
در موردش میگیم که گناه اصلی از کجا اومد؟
Yeah, David is just pointing out here, hey, I was born with a sin nature. He has this inclination to sin from the beginning. So what we're talking about, getting right with God.
Yeah,
David has sinned against God. He wants to resolve the problem. And he goes to God and he acknowledges his sin. Read Psalm 51:6 till 12. You're going to speed up a little bit.
اینک به راستی در قلب مشتاقی و در باطنم مرا حکمت می‌آموزی. با زوفا پاکم کن که طاهر خواهم شد. شستشویم کن که از برف سفیدتر خواهم شد. شادی و سرور را به من بشنوان. بگذار استخوان‌هایی که کوبیده‌ای به وجد آید. روی خود را از گناهانم بپوشان و تقصیرهایم را به تمامی محو ساز. خدایا دلی طاهر در من بیافرین و روحی استوار در من تازه بساز. مرا از حضور خود به دور میفکن و روح خود و روح قدوس خود را از من مگیر. شادی نجات خود را به من بازده و به روحی راغب حمایتم فرما.
Yeah, so David is going further and pointing out like, God, you were right, I was wrong.
و داوود
Please cleanse me.
Blot out my iniquities. من اشتباه کردم و تو درست میگفتی. پس گناهان مرا پاک کن.
First ten is very famous. Yeah.
خیلی معروفه.
We have songs. Yeah. Create in me a clean heart. Renew.
قلبی طاهر در من ساز.
Renew a right spirit within me.
روحی تازه بر من بساز.
Yeah. First 11 is all. Cast me not away from the presence.
مرا دور نکن از حضور خداوند.
And then take not the Holy Spirit from me.
و روح القدس را از من.
Now. Especially the last part, some people are confused about that.
It's
like, what? Take not the Holy Spirit away from me? It's just talking about that David could lose his salvation or something like that? No, he does not. He is a saved man. And here's what we need to realize. Yeah, there's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Today, as New Testament believers, we have an indwelling, a permanent dwelling of the Holy Spirit. As soon as we get saved, yeah, the Holy Spirit comes, lives in us.
Yeah,
he is the guarantee. Yeah? Go to John. John's first, chapter 7, verse 39. And here's talking about that the Old Testament saints, Old Testament believers, did not have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them yet. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
اما این را گفت درباره او که هر که به او ایمان آورد او را خواهد یافت زیرا که روح القدس هنوز عطا نشده بود چون که عیسی تا به حال جلال نیافت.
Yeah, this was still under the old covenant. And it says they didn't receive the Holy Spirit yet. Yeah, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is a New Testament thing.
Now,
David had the Holy Spirit that had come on him,
yeah,
when he was anointed as the king. And this was to give him wisdom, power, to be able to rule the country. God was helping and guiding him by having the Holy Spirit on him.
And
here we have David pleading, but God, don't take your spirit from me. Now he knows that God's spirit is resting on him and is helping him. Yeah, that's the same Holy Spirit, yeah, that we can grieve when we sin. Only we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, David was probably thinking of his predecessor to, Paul. Sorry, Saul. Yeah, because Saul also had the Holy Spirit on him. But we see later on, when Saul goes in the wrong direction, that the Bible says that the Holy Ghost departed from him. Yeah, David doesn't want to end up like Saul. Now, if you want to compare this with the New Testament, yeah, we have the filling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, giving us boldness to preach the gospel. But the filling of the Spirit is also not a permanent thing. Yeah, we have the same people in the Bible being filled several times. Yeah. And the Bible tells us even, yeah, be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, that's an Ephesians 5:4-5. I don't know by heart. But it says, yeah, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Yeah, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you know it, then is it? Yep. Now, the first thing in the New Testament where we see the filling of the Holy Spirit is the day of Pentecost. Yeah, where the promise was, hey, you will receive power from on high. And
that was fulfilled at Pentecost.
That's how David doesn't want God's Spirit to leave him. Yeah, he wants things to be fixed. He wants his relationship to be restored. He wants to get right with God. He wants to be cleansed. Yeah, he feels dirty because of his sin. Yeah, he wants this joy that has left him. Yeah, because of a sin, he wants the joy to return. It says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Yeah?
Not his salvation. No, the joy of his salvation. Once you're saved, there's nothing that can change it anymore. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. But what is affected when we sin? Our joy. Sin kills joy. Sin doesn't make you happy. Sin leads to pain and suffering.
Yes,
the pleasures of sin for a season. Yeah, but it will catch up to unto you. And it becomes pain for a lifetime. Yeah, true joy is found when we arrive at God.
شادی واقعی زمانی پیدا میشه که
True joy is found when we serve God.
وقتی به خدا خدمت میکنیم، وقتی دنبال خدا هستیم.
Now true joy is found when we raise up a godly family.
وقتی شادی واقعی زمانی تجربه میشه که خانوادهمون رو خدا ترس
داریم. True joy is found when we are in the house of God.
زمانی که در خانه خداوند داره هم جمع
True joy is found
شادی واقعی زمانی پیدا میشه که وقتی دور هم جمع میشیم اشارت میدیم با هم دیگه.
It's not found in bars getting drunk.
شادی واقعی پیدا میشه نه تو مستی پیدا میشه.
It's not found in fornication and adultery.
نه تو زنا پیدا میشه، نه توی
It's not found in riches.
نه ثروت پیدا میشه.
The Bible says you will pierce yourself with many sorrows if you go after that.
افسردگی‌های دیگه محروم می‌کنی.
Yeah? Sin causes you to lose your joy.
گناه باعث میشه که شادیتون رو از دست بدید، شادی واقعی.
And David's joy has left him. He is in a deep place.
داوود اون رو رها کرده و یک جای عمیق هست.
Now he gets right with God.
با خدا آشتی میکنه.
And there's still consequences of his sin because there's a lot of trouble he brought to his life.
نه به خاطر مشکلاتی که به وجود آورده تو زندگیش.
Yeah, but at least he got back. He got his joy back.
شادیشو برمیگردونه. Yeah. شادیشو داره در حضور خداوند.
Sin, it's not worth it. It's not worth the trouble.
نداره.
Yeah, get right with God. Restore your joy.
شادیتون رو دوباره با خداوند بسازید.
Go back to Psalm 51.
مزمور 51.
And read verses 13 to 15.
آیه 13 تا 15.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise.
آنگاه راه‌های تو را به آسیان خواهم آموخت و گناهکاران نزد تو باز خواهند گشت. خدایا لکه خون را از وجود من پاک کن. ای خدایی که خدای نجات من هستی و زبانم عدالت نجات بخش تو را شادمانه خواهد سرایید. خداوندگارا لبانم بکشا تا دهانم ستایش تو را بیان کنم.
Now I want you to see another thing that happens when David is getting restored with God. Yeah, what is the result of getting your sins out of the way, of going to God and say, hey, I was wrong, please forgive me, please cleanse me.
Now,
the result is that it says you'll teach transgressors the ways of God, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. When we are getting right with God, we will be much more effective as God's servants. Yeah, we will be more successful in turning people to righteousness. Yeah, when you are in a right relationship with God. Yeah, your sins can hinder your efforts to help others with their sins. Your sins can hinder your efforts of getting people saved.
گناهانتون آسیب برسونه به رفتارتون بلکه باعث نجات دیگری بشید.
And of course there are more reasons why people don't get saved when you go out soul winning.
شاید دلایلی زیادی وجود داشته باشه یه نفر نجات پیدا نکنه وقتی بهش
Jeremiah was sent to people that he said, hey, they won't listen to you, go anyway.
برای خداوند گفت صدای تو رو نمیشنون اگه برن.
Yeah, but you want to be a good soul winner, you want to be effective.
میخواین بشارت بدین، میخواین فعالیت داشته باشین.
Then you need to clean up your life.
زندگیتون رو پاک کنید.
You need to be right with God.
با خداوند آشتی کنید.
you will have more success.
موفقیت بیشتری خواهید داشت.
Yeah, that's why it's good to hear sermons convicting you of sins.
و خوبه که موعظه‌هایی رو گوش کنین که ما رو بیدار کنه از گناهانمون و ما رو به توبه برسونه.
Yeah, and it's fine if there's some sermon that makes you feel good, but that should not be the main food you get.
اشکال نداره، اما نباید غذای اصلیت باشه. باید به جایی باشه که ما رو بیدار کنه و ضعف‌هامون رو پیدا کنی.
Yeah, but we need to get things out of our lives, get right with God, and we'll become more effective for his kingdom. Yeah, you committing adultery, you being drunk, that won't help you share in the gospel. Yeah, we need to clean up our lives. First of all, because we want to be right with God. We want to have blessings in our lives. We want to have the joy of our salvation. But also, we want to serve God. We want to be good servants.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we want to receive the rewards that God promises those who serve Him.
Now,
some might think so. So I should not come soul winning.
نه،
to like clean up my life.
زندگیمو پاک کنم اول از گناه.
No, because that will be adding another sin to your life.
نه، چون ما نیومدن
to share the gospel.
دیگر رو اضافه میکنی به گناه‌های گذشته.
So don't add to your sins.
که خداوند بهمون داده باید انجام.
By not coming.
پس با انجام ندادن بشارت.
Right.
گناهتون اضافه نکنید. لذت انجام بدین
time,
اون چیزی که درست بشه.
Start getting right with God. Clean up your life. First John 1:9. Which basically sums up what we've talked about. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
اگر به گناهان خود اعتراف کنیم، او امین و عادل است تا گناهان ما را بیامرزد و ما را از هر ناراستی پاک سازد.
Yeah, so what was the title of the sermon?
موضوع
Getting right with God.
با خداوند آشتی کردن.
What do we need to do? We need to go to God. Throw ourselves in His mercy. Yeah, God has love and kindness. What do we need to do? Acknowledge our sin to Him. Admit that you're wrong. Say sorry. Yeah, confess your sins. Yeah, repent of your sins. Yeah, turn away from them. And what will God do? Yeah, who is forgiving, who has mercy. He says, He will be just and faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even if we have messed up like David did. Yeah, committing adultery, committing murder. Premeditated murder. Yeah, He restores our relationship.
رابطمون رو اشتباه
What will the effect be?
نتیجه یه کار خداوند چی خواهد بود؟
Of course our relationship is restored with God.
رابطمون با خداوند داشته
Our joy will return.
شادیمون دوباره برمیگرده.
And you'll become a more effective servant.
و تو خادم بهتر خداوند و ملکوت خداوند.
Let's read the last verses of Psalm 51. 16 till
19.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, that shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
تو به قربانی رغبت نداری وگرنه می آوردم. تو از قربانی تمام سوز خرسند نمی شوی. قربانی های پسندیده خدا روح شکسته است. خدایا دل شکسته و توبه کار را خار نخواهی شمرد. خدایا به خوشنودی خود بر صهیون احسان فرما. دیوارهای اورشلیم را بنا کن. آنگاه از قربانی های شایسته خوشنود خواهی شد. از قربانی های تمام سوز و قربانی های کامل آنگاه بر مذبح تو گوساله ها تقدیم خواهند کرد.
So, does God want us to make some sacrifices? Yeah, to pay some penance because we have done things wrong? Is this how we deal with this? Answer no. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. That is the person
yeah,
who God will not despise. That's how God will receive us. Yeah, we come before Him, acknowledging our sins, saying, God, I was wrong. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, please forgive me. I'll change my ways. The response is that God will restore that relationship. He'll cleanse you from that sin.
کرد، ما رو از همه گناهانمون پاک کرد و اون شادی رو دوباره به هممون برخواهد
آورد. شما کسی خواهید شد
که برای جلال خداوند
استفاده شد و مهم نیست چه
گناهی داشتین و دارین.
You might have some things in your life today
that
you know are affecting your relationship with God. You know you have sinned against God. Make it right. Make it right today. It doesn't require us to do all kinds of difficult things. You just say, hey, confess your sins to me.
Just
come to me. Yeah. Admit you're wrong.
قبول کنیم که اشتباه کردیم.
Yeah, and we clean this out.
و ما پاکش خواهیم
کرد. Exactly what David wanted from God.
که داوود از خداوند خواست و انجام.
He wanted to sin out of the way.
و خواست گناهانش
بدور. He wanted to be as far as the east is from the west.
که گناهانش ازش دور شه که شرق از غرب دوره.
Yeah, he wanted to live with God, to have that relationship.
خواست با خداوند آشتی کنه و اون رابطه و اون لذت حضور خداوند رو
تو زندگی. So restore the joy of your salvation today.
شادی نجاتتون رو امروز دوباره برگرده بزنید.
By getting right with God.
امروز با خداوند
آشتی. Yeah, throw yourself at his mercy.
و خودمون رو به آغوش رحمتش بندازید. و او ما رو پاک خواهد کرد.
And also remember,
و یادتون باشه.
Be like that to others.
با همون جوری که خداوند هست با دیگران باشید.
Forgiving,
بخشنده.
And forgetting as well
towards others. فراموش کننده در مورد دیگران باشید.
Amen.
آمین. آمین.